This is Jay Sekulow. In less than a week, millions of students gather for prayer at school.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Taking your calls from around the country. In less than a week, millions of students from around the country and literally around the globe will be participating in the largest student prayer event that takes place every year. And it is every year it gets larger and larger. It's called See You at the Poll. It's an event that started back in 1990. We're going to get into discussing this. But I want to encourage you, as the See You at the Poll event takes place next week, that you call us and let us know what happened in your community. And also, if you've got, you could send us emails about it as well. If something's going on in your community positive about See You at the Poll, and I know there'll be a lot of those, we want you to go ahead and get us that information. You could do that by going to ACLJ.org and just send us some information there. Now, the event is scheduled for Wednesday, September 26th, 7 a.m., and it's called Gather, Unite, and Pray. This is the See You at the Poll event, and we're joined by Doug Clark after the break, who's with See You at the Poll. This is the largest student-led, student-initiated prayer activity in the United States of America, and as I said, now around the world. We've issued a letter to almost a million of our members and friends from around the country, letting them get a copy of the letter that we posted online at ACLJ.org. If you go there, you can get it. It's called the See You at the Poll information letter. And what it does is set forth what the legality are. We had an interesting report in the – it's posted also online at ACLJ.org from the Washington Times last week. And we just drew a response from Barry Lynn, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, to our letter that went to almost a million people.
That's right. It's interesting, folks, what you've got to understand here about this letter that Barry Lynn wrote to us is that, and to folks saying that what we're saying is wrong, never says that what we've talked about is illegal or that it violates the Constitution, but just that he doesn't like it. And Americans United for Separation of State doesn't like the fact that teachers can get involved and see you at the poll as long as they're not on contract time and they're not they're not supposed to be at school working at that period, and make that clear to students that are there, that they're not there as teachers, but they're there supporting students at See You at the Poll.
It's a student-led, student-initiated event, which means the students are leading this. And, of course, the famous Supreme Court quote is that neither students nor teachers surrender the rights to freedom of speech at the schoolhouse gate. If it's during non-contract time, at 7 o'clock in the morning, most of it is not contract time at that point, these teachers have the right to go. There's even discussions about that in the Department of Education guidelines, and we point this out, by the way, in a response that we posted online at ACLJ.org as well. There's also an Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals case, very helpful on this. So See You at the Poll, completely legal. It is student-led and student-initiated, but there are parents and there are teachers that will come and bow their head and pray. It's before the beginning of the school day, and high school students are mature enough to know that a school doesn't endorse everything it fails to censor. And that's the decision the Supreme Court of the United States in the Mergens case, which we argued, ready for this, 18 years ago. At the Supreme Court of the United States. That's how long that case has been out. We want to know what you have to think about students and prayer. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We encourage you to give us a call. Your comments about students and prayer activity. The idea that there's no prayer in school, it's a myth. Gather, unite, and pray. Come together. The theme for See You at the Poll this year. Also, it is focusing in on John 17, verses 20 through 23. We'll get into that after the break as well. Hey, I want to encourage you, as we continue to enforce religious freedom for students, we've got our lawyers working around the globe. We want you to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice. I'd like you to join the ACLJ. We've got great resources for you if you become a member of the ACLJ today, and we want to encourage you to do that.
Easy to do so. Just call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Membership's completely free. You get an ACLJ membership card, a copy of our booklet, Protecting Your Liberties, and a copy of our DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law. Just call our toll-free number. Become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice today. 877-989-2255 or go to ACLJ.org to become a member online.
By the way, when you call 877-989-2255, you find out how you can get John Ashcroft's book, Never Again. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
The ACLU, a threat to our freedom, a threat to our way of life. The ACLU is committed to rewriting history and our Constitution. They want to strip our nation of its religious heritage, and they want to censor your right to speak out freely about your religious faith. They oppose the posting of the Ten Commandments and are fighting to remove the Mount Soledad War Memorial Cross in San Diego. They oppose our nation's efforts to combat terrorism, and the ACLU is fighting to keep abortion legal, even opposing the national ban on partial birth abortion. At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Stand up to the ACLU and join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ now by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or sign up online at aclj.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law. It happens every day. People log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, aclj.org, for critical resource information, information that makes a difference. People like Kim from Utah, who turned to aclj.org for legal information that helped her son complete a project for school.
He was not being allowed to use a cross for one of his ceramic stamps, although it met all the criteria for that particular stamp. We went to your website and we printed up three different things on students' rights, religious freedom, and he was allowed to use this stamp.
Listen, we are thrilled that that has happened, and that's why we have that great information available at aclj.org.
The ACLJ stands ready to help you with the information you need most, whether it's on Jay Sekulow Live, the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, or online at the website for the American Center for Law and Justice. Check it out. Information that makes a difference. Online at aclj.org.
This is my right. A right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. It is the largest gathering of student-led, student-initiated speech in the world. It's called See with the Poll. It's an annual event. It is coming up in just a few days. We've got really have to understand that what's at stake here, and these are students gathering to pray. And the good news is, legally, although in the first couple of years there was a lot of legal skirmishes on this, there is right now, we've only had two requests for assistance dealing specifically with this, both involving advertising. Those are being resolved. And there's one case that we've been involved in that has been operating in Nashville, Tennessee, outside of Nashville, involving See You at the Poll and other events, too. And no problem there. The students will be participating in See You at the Poll also. So we're excited about that. Doug Clark knows a lot about that. He's been with the organization See You at the Poll since the beginning, one of the main ministries behind this effort. And, Doug, it's good to talk to you again.
Thank you, Jay. It's good to be with you.
Tell us a little bit about the theme of what is going to be the theme for this year's program, September 26th.
Well, each year we choose a passage of Scripture that is a basis for a theme. And out of John 17, Jesus' prayer for unity within the body of Christ, that's formed the basis for this year's theme, which is gather, unite, pray, come together. And we're hoping that students will gather and find each other at the beginning of the school year, unite from different ministries and different churches that they attend, but find each other at the beginning of the school year so they can continue to do ministry and reach their campus for Christ.
Now, this is one of the things we need to always stress on this is that it's a student-led and student-initiated event, which is what people need to understand. That language comes out of a Supreme Court case that I had almost 20 years ago. Now, it's hard to believe. It was 18 years ago that we had the Mergens case at the Supreme Court of the United States, and the court said that student-led, student-initiated was the test. That was the standard that would be utilized as long as it was student-led, student-initiated. It doesn't mean that teachers can't join hands with students to pray. It doesn't mean that parents can also participate, but it has to be student-led, student-initiated. What do you have the students do, Doug? What do they do as far as leadership in this kind of event?
Well, the really exciting thing, Jay, is that students do really take the leadership on this. They plan, they carry out this, and they're really being used by God's Spirit to minister to each other. So they lead the entire time of prayer. And I think it's even more important to point out that it's not just a one-day thing, but students are continuing to pray. Last year, we had reports from Northport, New York, and Harrison, Michigan, from Hampton, Virginia, all in which students said, you know, this was exciting. We're going to continue to meet, and we're going to pray every day, or we're going to pray every Wednesday, or they're going to start a Bible club or a Bible study or a prayer group. And they have the right to do that, of course, but it's exciting when they take that initiative. And that initiative goes even one further step where they're seeing themselves being used as ministers to reach their friends. I had a story last year from Sand Springs, Oklahoma, where 300 students met a huge group, you know, for CU at the Pole.
Right.
And during that time, a couple of them shared their testimonies, and one of them felt led by God's Spirit to give an invitation. And they had 10 kids pray to receive Christ at the flagpole that morning, and a bunch of others that came up to leaders throughout the day asking the question of students, how can I pray with you to receive Christ? So it's exciting to see that happen.
It is. It's really encouraging for those of us that were handling the legal issues so many years ago to see now that there's rarely a legal challenge. We always have the information up during CU at the Pole season, as we call it. And if so, if there's questions, I said we sent out a million emails to our email list with the CU at the Pole letter attached so people will know what their the rights of these students are. This is also now a global event, Doug. I mean, it's not just in the United States anymore. You've got really great global participation here.
We really do. We've seen people participate from as far north in the United States as Barrow, Alaska, on the very north slope of Alaska in the United States, but then in other countries. We had a strong report from Goma in Africa last year, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Netherlands, the Philippines, Australia, Mexico, Belgium. It's really happening all over the world as students take the vision of praying for their school and praying for their generation with them when they go to other parts of the world. And so it's exciting to see that happen.
When people want to get information, students want to get information, what's the best place? Is the website?
The website, absolutely. Everything that you need to know about CU at the Pole is there and free and available and it's easy to do it very quickly, even though it's just a week away right now. And that website is syatp.com for the initials of CU at the Pole, syatp.com.
We'll also link that on our website today, so I think we may have already have it up there. If not, we'll get our production staff to get it up there so you can get a link right to CU at the Pole. Let me ask you last question here, Doug. Students that the question always does come about, you know, can parents of the students come? What is the official position of CU at the Pole?
What we recommend is that students or parents, teachers do not directly participate in the circle, but allow the students to lead. And just to avoid any kind of entanglement, have a separate circle, meet across the street. And what that does is it not only gives the students the freedom to actually lead without feeling like they're waiting for an adult to take leadership in the circle, but then it just removes any kind of entanglement of confusion about whether the adults should be there or not.
Yeah,
so
from
we
a
really
legal
encourage them to meet separately.
Yeah, from a legal standpoint, of course, the law actually is developed quite well for the parents too. I mean, that they have allowed to be on campus, they could be there with their kids if they, you know, teachers if it's before contract time. But I knew the official position was this needs to be student led and student initiated. We do get a lot of calls from parents that want to participate. There's a lot of ways to do that. Again, syatp.com is where we encourage you to go see you at the Pole. You can also get the events about promoting the CU at the Pole event. That's been the only questions, Doug, that legal questions we've had this year on CU at the Pole have been about advertising. Those are all being worked out. So that's the only question that we've had. And the good news is that students will be participating. We're going to ask people to call us next week and let us know what the CU at the Pole event was in their neighborhood, and we look forward to giving you a great report.
Oh, we hope so.
Very good. Thank you. Doug Clark is with the CU at the Pole group. They're the ones been a real stalwart in getting this event forward and working with young people around the country. Doug, we appreciate you being with us. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
Let's go right to the phones. Jennifer is calling from California on line 4. Jennifer, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hey. How can we help you today?
I was just sharing that as long as we have tests in school, kids will always be praying, even the ones who aren't Christians. And that will never change. I'm sure we've heard that before.
Well, the fact is that, look, students have the right to pray in school. I mean, there is that statement that's almost become a cliche now that as long as there's tests, there'll be prayers in school. Well, the fact is students have the right to pray. Even in the case where the Supreme Court said that the school district was too involved in the prayer at the football game, even in that case, the court said there's nothing in the Constitution or the Supreme Court's opinions that in any way curtail the ability of students to pray before, after, or during the school day. The CU at the Pole event can take place every day if students wanted to do that. It's perfectly allowed. It's within the Constitution. There are no legal hassles. And we don't need to make legal hassles up here. We've only had a couple of requests for assistance, just, I think, a handful. And most of them have been about advertising. Those are getting resolved very quickly and very positively.
Let's go right back to the phones. Junior is calling from New Mexico on line 2. Junior, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Junior. How can we help you?
Yes, sir. I had a quick question.
Sure.
I'm a member of the school board here at our local district,
And like I was telling the call screener, never made it a secret that I love God, that I was running for school board.
Okay.
Because I felt that was a leading of the Lord. And my question was just this, you know, I mean, as a school board member, what can I do, or where's the line that I need to be looking for? How can I be involved in?
Sure.
I hear about teachers and all that, but as a school board member.
Well, here's the thing. Number one, as a school board member, you get to set the policy. That's an important aspect of this. And what you need to do in setting that policy is make sure that these students have the right to engage in student-led and student-initiated prayer activity at the See You at the Pole event. As Doug Clark just said, it is important for the event to be student-led and student-initiated. So we don't want parents leading the event. There are going to be parents that are going to show up on campus. We know that if they're entitled to be there on campus, then, in fact, they have the right to, you know, bow their head and pray if they want to. So that should not be a constitutional crisis. As a school board member, the best thing for you to do is make sure that, in fact, you get the apparatus in place so that there's no hassles in your school district. And as I said, I'm happy to report that we've really had some great, great results on this, and I'm very encouraged with the way this is going right now. And See What the Pole is going off. If you need information, by the way, we send out a million emails on this. Just go to aclj.org. Right on the front page of the website, we have posted our See You at the Pole letter, so that information is there. And, Jordan, people could also email us with questions during the broadcast, or if you've got a legal issue in your community, you could do that as well.
That's right. If you go to aclj.org and you see on the left side of the screen on the homepage, contact the ACLJ. And there you'll see if you need legal help, you click there. If you want to get us a question on radio, you click there. We've actually got a question we can do right before the break. Michelle from New Jersey asked, her church wanted to use a building at a local high school because they're renovating a church building to use for performing arts, to use for some plays. The school said no, they have a policy on not allowing religious organizations to use the facilities.
Hey, there's a really straightforward answer to that, and that is that violates the principle of equal access. Supreme Court unanimous decision, the Lamb's Chapel case, and it said that students have the right and outside groups have the right to utilize facilities, even if it's religious groups, churches included, to utilize facilities if they're open up to the community. You can't have an exclusion for them. We're going to make sure that legal help is given there. Hey, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls. If you want to talk to us, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And I want to encourage you, we mentioned this a little bit earlier in the broadcast, I want you to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice. You hear about all the legal work we're doing around the globe, events like See You at the Pole, where we're helping the students that when there's requests for assistance. You know about the situation in the United Nations, which I'm going to give a report on. We want you to become part of the team here at the American Center for Law and Justice by becoming a member.
All you've got to do is call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice. That phone number is absolutely toll-free. It's a free membership. You get an ACLJ membership card, copy of our book, Protecting Your Liberties, and a copy of our DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law. 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org to become a member online.
Hi, this is Jay Sekulow, and I want to invite you to join me on a trip of a lifetime. So many people took advantage of this year's trip to Israel organized by the American Center for Law and Justice that plans are now underway for another journey to Israel. This is a trip you won't want to miss. Here's what one of our tour participants had to say.
It gave me a greater understanding. It was just more in-depth. It was just an awesome, awesome trip.
You will visit the historic sites and the holy sites in Israel, meet with top government leaders and military experts. I will be providing insight and briefings during the trip. Hundreds of people joined me in traveling to Israel this last summer. Now make plans for next year, an exceptional trip to the Holy Land, scheduled for June of 2008. Put your name on an information list and the ACLJ will keep you posted as the dates and costs of the trip are finalized. By calling our toll-free number, you'll be given the first opportunity to join us on this historic trip. So call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Visit Israel next year with us and you will never be the same.
The ACLU continues to grow.
They want the right to burn the flag. They want to make sure you can protest at a military funeral.
The ACLU is becoming more powerful.
And they're representing rapists and sex offenders so that they have access to where your children are in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Isn't it time you did something about it?
Join with us. We want you as part of our team.
At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Time magazine called the ACLJ, quote, a powerful counterweight to the ACLU. And Business Week labeled the ACLJ, quote, the leading advocacy group for religious freedom. Now you can make a difference. Join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ right now by calling 1-877-9 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can sign up online at aclj.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law.
Hey, next Wednesday, see what the poll is going to take place in campuses around the United States and literally around the world. We've got information posted at aclj.org. If you want to get information about See You at the Poll, go to syatp.com, and then you can download a lot of information right there. So good information on the See You at the Poll event. A little bit of switch of gears here for a moment. A report that Jordan just found as we continue to investigate things we want to bring to your attention that's not getting the kind of attention we think it should. How about this one? ROTC off the campus. Ahmadinejad from Iran on the campus.
That's right. At Ivy League school in New York, Columbia University, President Ahmadinejad of Iran, who many are saying is responsible for deaths of American soldiers, men and women serving our country in Iraq because of arms shipments going into separatist groups and militant groups that are fighting U.S. troops in Iraq. He has been invited to speak at one of America's top universities, an Ivy League university, on Monday, as he's about to go to the United Nations as well. Invited by the university president to attend, to speak. This is a school that since 1969 will not allow ROTC on campus. And even though the majority of students want ROTC on campus, in 2005, the president of Columbia University, along with faculty, denied that request. So students that want to participate in our armed forces while they're in school, even in an Ivy League institution, cannot do so unless they go off campus and participate in another school's ROTC program. But they allow the largest sponsor of terrorism, the president of the country which sponsors the most terrorism, to come and speak at their university.
There you go. I guess you're going to say that's academic freedom, but not so much academic freedom for the members of the ROTC, which is to encourage our military and military preparedness. Shows you the political correctness that I think is and not only unfortunate, but just plain wrong. And there's a lot of ways to say it, but wrong is the best way to say it. Interestingly also, we are getting ready to, and we've already started, our ability to start taking reservations for our tour to Israel. I want to encourage you folks to call our travel information office, and here's why. To really understand what's going on in the geopolitical situation in the Middle East, you need to be there. You need to see what it's like when you're on the border between Israel and Lebanon. I mean, literally at the border, looking at the flag flying from Hezbollah, looking at the key military sites, looking at the biblical sites that we're going to go to. It's going to be an incredible trip. We had a huge response last year, and we're having a huge response this year, and we want you to go and become part of this trip. Very, very great trip to Israel. It's our June 08 mission to Israel. And as we said, we think the best way to stand with Israel is to stand in Israel. Jordan's going to give you the number, and then we'll get some more calls.
1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Just to make this a little more outrageous, folks, while Columbia University is allowing the president of Iran to come and speak at this school, at an Ivy League institution in the United States of America, Iran pledged today through a government spokesperson that, quote, they will deliver a, quote, final response to the United States and other supporters of Israel during a religious ceremony next month on October 12th. Going on to say the U.S. loses all opportunities to cooperate with regional and other world states by trying to support a regime, the Zionist regime, which is now at its weakest political and social position on October 12th this year. A final response will be given to the U.S. And we're allowing the president of this country, whose spokesmen are saying comments like this, to come not just to the United Nations, but to come speak at our universities.
It's the tale of two cities. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110.
Eric is calling from Illinois on line 4. Eric, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Eric.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to call. I happened to pass by your radio station. I'm not normal. I'm an atheist personally, and what I wanted to do is just compliment you guys on your responsibility to the letter of the law, because the same laws that, you know, protect and respect your religion and any other religion also, you know, protect and respect my personal point of view. But I just wanted to say that, you know, every time a question has come up, I've heard, you know, you bring up actual law and cite numbers and legislative, you know, numbers that back up each and every question. I just wanted to compliment. There's so many people out there that are so irresponsible with, you know, their interpretation of the law. I just wanted to compliment you, gentlemen, on your responsibility to the letter of the law.
Well, Eric, I appreciate it. Listen, we're glad you were just cruising through the aisle, the radio dial, and came on this station. You're out of Illinois?
I am.
Okay. So are you in the Chicago area?
I am.
Okay, so it's one of our big stations there in Chicago. Well, listen, we're glad you listened in. And look, that's what we try to do on the broadcast, is to give you the law that backs up a point. We don't just say, here's our opinion. You know, we want to say, here's what the law is. And the law on these issues we've been talking about today, whether it's see you at the poll or some of the other issues we've dealt with, is fortunately, it's clear. There's not a lot of murky area there. This is legal and it's appropriate in these prayer events. And you're right, the Constitution protects religion and protects non-religion. I mean, it's supposed to create an equal playing field. One of the interesting issues that we're dealing with, though, right now is the situation, folks, and Jordan just reported this, and Eric, we appreciate your call, is the situation that we're now getting information on with Columbia University, Ahmadinejad, and no ROTC. And this is as Ahmadinejad is threatening us with all kinds of legal issues and legal problems and military action, potentially. This is very, very serious, and we are looking at it as what kind of action could be taken to put pressure on Columbia. Columbia, though, is an institution, probably can make their own determinations on this. We just think it's wrong and, frankly, outrageous. Let's go right back to the phones.
Barbara is calling from Nevada on line two. Barbara, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say that I'm very pleased about the prayer at the poll. I think that is really awesome.
Thank you.
But what I was concerned about was last year, and I think it was 2007, graduation at Las Vegas, and there was a girl there in her speech, and she wanted to thank God for her graduating and I guess for the class to continue for their life and bless them. And they made her take that out of her speech. And I was wondering if you knew anything about that.
Well, we do. The case is in litigation right now, and that's the latest report on this. There have been a number of these cases, and frankly, most of them end very successful for the students. The student has the right to freedom of speech. I'm actually teaching a course this afternoon here at Regent University School of Law, and I'm going over the famous Lee versus Weissman case, which was the case involving, and this is something that's important, it was the case involving prayer at a graduation ceremony, and they said because the school district invited the minister in, it was there, a rabbi, the school was too involved in it, but even just a suitor said, look, if this was a student giving the invocation because the student was selected based on their grad point average or they were the class valedictorian and the student government president and they wanted to include a prayer or word of religious testimony, they had the right to do it. So even some of the more liberal members of the court recognize that. So that's the way these cases are coming out. I'm optimistic on the student religion cases that things are going actually very, very well. And the fact is, if you go to ACLJ.org, you can get to see you at the poll information. It's very, very good.
We got another question coming in through email. And remember, if you want to email us a question, ACLJ.org, and on the left-hand side column of the website, you'll see Contact Us on the radio. You can do this. Elizabeth from Florida said, while in elementary school, her son was reading his Bible while waiting for class to start. His teacher made him put it away and told him he wasn't allowed to bring it to school. This school is in Coral Springs, Florida. Do you know what we can do?
Yeah, this is the third situation with Bible banning that we've seen in the last couple of weeks. We're going to turn that over to our legal staff here at the American Center for Law and Justice. I just got an email, a contact sheet from a student out in California. Also, this one was a situation where this is in Iowa. The student was told during a biology class, I don't want to hear from the teacher anything about creationism. I don't care what you God believers think. And in talking about a creation museum that exists in California, the teacher called it the, quote, stupid guy in California. So whether it's Bible banning or a disparaging statement about believers when it comes to the issue of the origins of mankind, the American Center for Law and Justice, front and center, that information, the one that Jordan just read, both being turned over to our legal departments right now. That's why we've got the website set up so you can contact us immediately at ACLJ.org. This gives you the nature and the scope of what we're doing here at the American Center for Law and Justice and our affiliates worldwide. On tomorrow's broadcast, you're going to get a report from Europe. Our lawyers went yesterday and prepared and presented arguments before the United Nations on the issue of the forced conversions in the Middle East. We've already brought that to the UN's attention at the first hearing on it. You'll get a live report on that. We want to encourage you as we close this broadcast out to go ahead and become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice. We really want to increase the membership of the ACLJ. You get a whole host of benefit packages. You can also find out how you can get John Ashcroft's book, Never Again. But we want you to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice. You get great resources.
877-989-2255, a membership card, copy of our free booklet, Protecting Your Liberties, and a copy of Life, Liberty, and the Law, our new DVD, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.